إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مما بعد. Once again, I welcome all of you. We continue reading from the explanation of Kitab al-Siyam from Ash-Sharh al-Mumti' ala Zad al-Mustaqni' of our noble Shaykh al-Allama Abi Abdullah Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala wa jazahu khayran wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayh wa lilmuslimina wal muslimat ameen. Before we proceed to the next part of this book, inshallah ta'ala, last thing we covered in the previous class of yesterday is the rulings on the musafir in Ramadan. Who can remind us with some of the rulings pertaining to someone who travels in Ramadan? In the day of Ramadan, they fast, they don't fast, is haram, is disliked, is makruh, is recommended, is better for them to fast, better for them to not to fast, what is? Naam Akasha? He, as Ukasha mentioned, Hafidhullah, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he brought a statement of Ibn Hazm, who said that it's haram for the musafir to fast anyway. But Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen says, no, that's not correct. But rather, there is tafsir, there is details. So who can bring us some of those details? Hussein?
Three types of situations.
Now, Naam, if the fasting is the same for a person, whether he is traveling or not, what this person should do?
It's better for him to fast.
Better for him. Let's say, wajib. He didn't say it's obligatory. He said it's better for him to fast. Why? Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he mentioned four different things, reasons. Because one thing is that usually when a person has to make up certain things, it's difficult. It's not like in Ramadan, everybody is fasting. Okay, that's not number one. Number two? Four reasons we mentioned, right? Before that, what was it like? Who did this before? Before him? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba. Alright, what is the second situation?
The person can fast in person if there's a difficulty,
traveler, he fasts, but he encounters difficulty. He says he encountered a difficulty which doesn't bring what? Doesn't bring harm. Yes, it's greater hardship, but no harm. He's not like someone who gets sick, someone who's out of commission, as we say. He says is disliked for him. Okay, it's disliked for that person to fast and better for him to break the fast. Why? Because Allah gave him permission to break the fast period. So why put oneself in a hardship? And in the third situation now, what is it, Osman?
It caused
Ahsant. If a person on a journey, since Allah made it easy for that person, he can break the fast, but that person now he chooses to fast, which is okay. But for this person it's not okay. Why? Because fasting on a journey is very difficult for that person, so much so that it is harmful for them. And a person should not harm himself. Okay, so it's haram for that person to fast. Okay. Something else we covered? For the musafir, naam?
Cover about the Hanabila. Hanabila, they have said that the musafir, they have to make fitar the safar, and the Shafi'iyya, they have a different opinion.
We mentioned that too, yeah, now. They go along with what we mentioned, but is there anything else we mentioned too?
Talked about the person who was fasting and then he decides to travel.
So, someone who started his day fasting. You were here last night?
Last night? No, I had the note from...
You have the note from who?
Last week.
From last week?
No.
From last week? We covered this last week? We did it, right? That's right. So you're reading from a note of a week ago?
No.
That's not bad. Because I didn't remember seeing you yesterday. MashaAllah. And you're right, because this is something we mentioned like a week ago. What else now? The other thing that we mentioned, actually the last thing we finished the class with, is what if a person, he started the day fasting. He got up for suhoor, take suhoor, because he's home. Got up for suhoor, ate suhoor, come home, come to the masjid, pray Fajr, go back home, and then he receive a phone call from his, employer, hey, you're going to New York. Get ready. Get a flight at 1 p.m. Easy? Or he himself, something comes up. He's a businessman and he himself, right, at the masjid? He has to go to Mississippi. That morning, 10 o'clock, he has to go to Mississippi or Florida, for example, for whatever reason. So what this person should do at the moment when he received a text message, or at the moment when he has to go, he break his fast, he get a breakfast, or what he should do? Zaid?
The most sound opinion is that it's allowed for him to break his fast, but he should not break his fast until he starts the journey.
Excellent. Well, you summarize it, buddy. He leave nobody, nothing for others. Yes, I was looking for that too, so you can go with the class. Now, he says yes. However, it's permissible for him to fast, because others, they said, no, it's not permissible for him to break the fast. It's permissible for him to break his fast, because other opinion says no. And they says, because, listen, if you start an ibadah, you have to finish it. Okay? However, with one condition, as Zaid mentioned, that he doesn't break the fast until he's already on a journey. Once he's already on a journey, now, alhamdulillah. So now he's imusafir. Why he doesn't break the fast immediately when he received text message? Hold on.
Those plans could get canceled.
Plans can get canceled, yes. That's one reason, okay? But what is the main reason?
The wording in the ayat, the Surah
Baqarah. Ahsant, Akasha. Okay. Ala safar. What about that?
Ala is when you're on it.
On the journey. In home. He's not on a journey? Yes, he's back. But he's not on a journey yet, right? Ahsant. So he's not on a journey yet, so that he doesn't break the fast. And also because, yes, things may happen, things cancel, things have like, okay. Ala ayy. Jazakumullah khair wa barakallahu fikum. We continue now. قال رحمه الله وإن افترت حامل أو مرضع خوفا على أنفسهما قدتاه فقط وعلى ولديهما قدتاه أطعمتا لكل يوم مسكينة. As we mentioned to you yesterday at the end of the class, we're going to start after the مراجعه. That was مراجعه, alhamdulillah. Now we're going to start with this matter of that pertaining to the pregnant woman and the nursing woman, the breastfeeding woman. Here in the matn, he says, if a pregnant woman break the fast, meaning didn't fast in Ramadan, or a nursing woman, that she has a baby that she breastfeed, they did this because they were afraid for themselves only. Because they, if they fast, they weak and stop. Huh? Then they have to make up those days. That's what the madhab says, okay? In Zad al-Mustaqna. But if they are afraid for their babies now, because you know, the baby in the womb, the fetus, he eats through his mother. Okay? And she's afraid if she fasts, she won't have enough nutrients for the fetus in her womb. Likewise, the one that she's nursing the baby, she's afraid not for herself, but for her, for the baby. Because if she don't eat and she's fast, now she may dry out and she don't have no milk for the baby. So if this is the case, if they break the fast because of their babies, they allow, but they make up, they have to make up the days and feed a miskin for each day, along with that. Okay? Shaykh al-Uthaymeen al-Hawdan, he says here, the Mu'allif al-Hijawi, he says he benefits us, he brings us a benefit that it is permissible for the pregnant woman to break the fast. The same ruling applies on the nursing woman as well. Even though if they're not sick, he said, even if they're not sick. And he said this includes the beginning of the pregnancy or the nursing or the end stage of both of them, okay? This is not just to the end. It doesn't matter. The woman is pregnant, Ramadan comes in, she can break the fast. Okay? He says, because if pregnancy becomes difficult. The pregnant woman actually becomes difficult on her to fast because of the pregnancy. He said, especially in the last days, the last months actually, the last stage of the pregnancy. And also, by her fasting, may have ill effects on the growth of the fetus in her womb. If her body doesn't have the proper nutrients enough for the baby, that may have, you know, an impact on the growth of the baby, and the fetus may become weak and the like. I want to share with you a fatwa, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen. It's not here, but he mentioned Shaykh al-Uthaymeen. He says, as for those, pregnant woman and the nursing, they're strong, their body is strong, and even, and they can fast and doesn't affect, okay, the babies or the fetus, then they should fast. They don't break the fast, he says. They have to fast. Okay? The Shaykh al-Uthaymeen says, likewise, the nursing woman, al-murdah, is called in Arabic, al-murdah. Or the dad and ayn in the end, al-murdah. When she fasts, her, maybe her, the milk in her breast, it diminish. And who's going to be harmed? The child, the baby. That's why from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has given permission for both of them to break the fast, to break the fast. And them breaking the fast in the month of Ramadan, whether for their benefit or the benefit of their children, whether the fetus in the womb, in the case of the pregnant woman, or the baby, as in the case of the nursing woman. or for their own benefits. Okay? However, he says, what the Shaykh he mentioned here is that incumbent upon them al-qada. This word al-qada, we heard it many times. Alif lam qaf dad alif hamza, meaning that they have to make up the same exact days. If a pregnant woman, she missed her entire month, then she make up an entire month. A nursing woman, she missed an entire month, she make up an entire month. Because he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting in a month of Ramadan obligatory upon every Muslim. And he says subhanahu wa ta'ala about the sick, al-marid, wal-musafir, the one who's on a journey, fa'iddatun min ayyamun ukhra. Make up the same exact days that you have broken in Ramadan. So he said, likewise, it is the same case for the pregnant woman and for the nursing woman. They take the same ruling of that of the sick person and the person on the journey. They break the fast and they make up the same exact days. There is difference of opinions, as the ulama they mentioned, as Shaykh Al-Taymin, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's going to mention that shortly, inshallah ta'ala. He said, as for the feeding, then it takes 3 years on three levels. In the first level, or first case, if you want to say that, or if or qada, actually, not the feeding, the qada. For this woman, do they break the fast and they have to make it up? How is it done? He says in three cases. The first one, that if both of them, meaning the pregnant woman and the nursing woman, they break their fast because of themselves. Because if they fast, is harmful for them. Okay? So they do it for their own benefit. Then they just make up the days. That's it. There is nothing more upon them. If they do it because of themselves, then they make up the days, Shaykh Al-Taymini says. In the second case, they are okay if they fast. Woman, she's okay. Fast is not a problem for her because her pregnancy is different than other women's pregnancy and the like. Likewise, this nursing woman, she's different than another woman and the like. So it's okay for them. If they want to fast, it's okay. But they can't. Why? Who can tell me why? Because of what? They have concern for who? For their babies, not for them. Then they can fast, no problem. But she fasts now, she's not going to have enough nutrients in her body for the baby to eat from and the like. Okay? In this case, they still make up the same exact days because they broke the fast and they feed a miskin for every day. Okay? Shaykh Al-Taymin, he says, as for them making up the days, it's clear. Why? It's clear because? Somebody help me. Because what? Because they didn't fast. Because they broke their fast. Okay? As for then, along with that, they feed a miskin because they broke the fast for somebody else, for the benefit of somebody else, which in this case, the fetus in the womb of the pregnant woman and the baby or the child in the case of the nursing one. And he mentioned that this is the statement of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, as in the ayah of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. He says, كَانَتْ رُخْصَةً لِلشَّيْخِ الْكَبِيرِ وَالْمَرْأَةِ الْكَبِيرَةِ. This was a concession for the old man and the old woman. They cannot, or they break the fast, and they feed for every day a miskin. He said, likewise, this is the same ruling for the murdi' wal hubla, for the nursing woman and the pregnant woman, if they are afraid for their for the health of their babies, they break the fast and they feed. And this is something that was narrated on behalf of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu as well. The third case, he says, if they break the fast for their own benefits and for the benefits of the fetus for the pregnant woman and the baby for the nursing woman. He says the Mu'allif, he didn't mention the ruling, but the madhab goes for the benefit of the mother. So therefore, they just make up the days. So therefore, he says, the feeding is only in one case. If a person breaks the fast to benefit somebody else, to benefit somebody else. And he said, this is one of the statements in this matter. The other statement is, actually, there is nothing upon them, like meaning the qada, that the pregnant woman and the nursing woman, if they break their fast, he says that some of the ulama, they says, la, one of the opinions, they don't have to make up the days. Rather, they feed the miskin for every day. That's it. And they mention some of the adillah from them. Number one, the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَضَعَ الصِّيَامِ عَنِ الْحُبْلَ وَالْمُرْدَى. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempted the pregnant woman and the nursing woman from fasting. Okay? And also from the author of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, says, الْمُرْدَى وَالْحُبْلَ إِذَا خَافَتَ عَلَىٰ أَوْلَدِهِمَا أَفْتَرَتَ وَأَطْعَمَتَ. وَهُنَا Ibn Abbas لم يذكر القضاء. The pregnant, actually the nursing and the pregnant woman, if they are afraid for the health or their concern for their children, for their babies, they break the fast, meaning they don't fast in Ramadan, and they feed a miskin for every day. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he says here, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, this great companion, didn't mention al-qada, that they should make up the days. There is a third opinion, is that they are given takhir, they are given a choice, whether to, whatever they choose, to make up the days or to feed a miskin for each day. A fourth opinion is incumbent upon them the qada faqad duna al-it'am. Okay? So you see how somebody says, they make the qada and it'am, so it's like only it'am. Okay? Here he says, they make up the days without feeding the masakin. قال وهذا القول أرجح الأقوال عندي. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he said that this opinion here, that the pregnant woman and the nursing woman, if they break the fast, they make up the days. That's all they have to do. They make up the same exact days without feeding any person, okay? Without it'am and feeding. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he said, this is the soundest opinion. To him, says the strongest and soundest opinion from all of the opinions with him, rahimahullah. He says, why? Because this is the woman, she's like a sick. she takes the ruling of a sick person because she can't fast. Or the musafir, the one who's on a journey and cannot fast. So all they have to do is to make up the fast. He says, as for Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum, and not mentioning, he says they feed, but he didn't mention that they make up the days, because this is well known. They broke the fast. It is understood from his statement. He didn't mention it because it is ma'loom. لأنه ma'loom, it is known that the women who broke the fast, she make up the days. Likewise, this is the opinion of so many scholars, like in our time, Sheikh Fawzan, Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala. They all see this. Sheikh bin Baz, when you look at his fatawa, and I reviewed them, alhamdulillah, today and yesterday. And that's what he, Sheikh bin Baz, he was the mufti, rahimahullah. And that's what his fatawa, all of his fatawa, that the women, the pregnant women, and the nursing women, if they break the fast, then they have to make up those days. And that feeding is not enough. Okay? Qawl da'if, marjuh. This is not the strongest opinion. Sheikh bin Baz always saying his fatawa. However, I just want to share something with you that may be of a benefit. There is a fatwa of Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, Abdulaziz bin Baz, that a woman, she asked that for the past 10 or 11 years, she said, for the past 10 of her last 10, not this last 10, her last 10 and 11 years when she asked that question, and Allah knows best when that question was posed to him, rahimahullah, because he himself, he died 15, 16 years ago, rahimahullah. This woman, she says, for her past 10 or 11 years, she was, whenever a year came, whether she's pregnant or nursing, and she didn't fast for all these years. So what she should do? How can she make up all of these years and she's pregnant again? Okay? The Sheikh, he said to her the ruling. He says the ruling that they believes to be the sound opinion, that the pregnant woman and the nursing woman, if they break the fast in Ramadan, they should make up the days. He said, however, for you, because it's going to be great hardship for you, because of their taking in consideration your circumstances, it's okay for you to feed. Okay? It's okay for you to feed a poor person for each day. Now, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he says, as about, what about the hadith that those who they say the woman only feed, she doesn't have to make up the fast, and they use this hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى وَضَعَ الصِّيَامَ عَلِي الْحُبْلَ وَالْمُرْدَى, that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempted the pregnant woman and the nursing woman from fasting. They're exempt from fasting in Ramadan. They say, فَالْمُرَادُ بِذَلِكَ وُجُوبُ أَدَائِهِ وَعَلَيْهِمَ الْقَضَى, meaning they're exempt from fasting in Ramadan. While the people are fasting, they are exempt. But they still have to make it up after Ramadan. Not like they are exempt, period, from fasting, period, while they're pregnant. Sheikh Muhammad says, no, the meaning of that hadith is that yes, they are exempt from fasting, meaning day by day in Ramadan. Yes, they are exempt. Meaning they can break the fast. Not like they are exempt, period. They don't have to fast and not to make it up. That's what the Sheikh Muhammad mentioned. Then he said, وَسَبَبُ الْخِلَافِ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ هُنَاكَ نَصٌ قَاطِعٌ صَحِيحٌ وَصَرِيحٌ فِي وُجُوبِ أَحَدِهَا لِلْأُمُورِ. Then the Shaykh says the reason behind this khilaf of Ahlul Ilm. These are ulama of Ahlul Sunnah. It's not like ulama. These are ulama of Ahlul Sunnah. He says the reason why there is this difference of opinions in this matter, okay, is because we don't have a decisive, sound, clear proof that make one of these opinions obligatory upon this one. It's not a decisive, sound, clear hadith. No. That's why we mentioned you find the ulama sometimes, because somebody may ask the question, says, okay, with all of these opinions, what a woman would do? Okay, well, if a woman is pregnant right now, and she's presented with all of this adilla, what she should do? What? Okay? Now, the ulama, they mentioned that for the laymen, they ask the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They ask the ulama, one of the ulama, trustworthy scholars, they know for their age and for their knowledge and for their taqwa of Allah and their nasiha. They give sincere advice and they want good for the Muslims. You ask them question and go with what they tell you. If that alim tell you, make up the days, make up the days. That alim tell you, don't make the days, just feed. Inshallah. Okay? Now. Then the Shaykh, he conclude this matter here to draw our attention to a matter as related to the feeding. If these women, meaning the pregnant and the nursing, they have to feed the miskin for every day. He says, apparently here, what do you understand? You, what did you understand from the statement of the Mu'allif when he says the pregnant woman and nursing woman, if they don't fast, they feed a poor person. What do you understand from this? Who's responsible for the feeding? The woman, right? That's apparently. Now, he said this was apparent, that the feeding is obligatory upon the pregnant woman. She's the one that has to come with the cost of the food. Alright? He says, and also this is what is apparent from the statement of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He says, but in the madhab, al-Hanbali, that the feeding is the responsibility on the one who's taking care of the woman. Okay? فَمَثَلًا إِذَا كَانَ الْأَبُ مَوْجُودًا فَلَيُدْعِمِ الْأَبُ. This woman is pregnant, she's married. If her husband, which is the father, or the father actually, is the father of that baby actually, is around, he's the one who take care of the feeding. You see? He's the one who's responsible. Why? Because he's the one that responsible of the take care of his child, not the mother, okay? He says, based on this, we do not tell the woman, you're going to come up with your wealth and feed. No, he says, the woman, she make up the days only. So under the opinion, those who they say she make up and feed, he says, no, we tell the woman only she make up the days, because she's the one that broke the fast. But as for feeding a miskin, that's for the person who's in charge of the nafaqa. Okay? So therefore, the father of the child, he's the one who has to pay for the feeding, you know. What if that father didn't? The father of that child is like, listen, man, I'm not feeding nobody. Huh? What's going to happen now? Huh? I'm asking you, by the way. It's going to be on him. But he said, I don't want to do it. Still on him. Now, the Shaykh al-Tim, he says, if the father of that child refused to feed this masakin, still nothing against the woman, the mother. There is no sin upon her. Are you? Nothing against her. No. Is clear? Now we're going to go to another point. قال المؤلف رحمه الله ومن نوى ها
I'm sorry,
Did he what? If he bring a dalil, I was reading for you. قال المؤلف رحمه الله ومن نوى الصوم ثم جن. أنت سألتني سؤال عن هذا قبل أيام الذي جن في الليل اليوم أو ها؟ انتبه الآن هذا لك الجواب الحمد لله. He asked me a question a couple of days ago but now here is the answer is going to be in this part. Alright, that's why I said before those who the questions on this topic should be to the end until we finish, because unless if somebody is traveling going somewhere else, they can ask the question. But those who are with us alhamdulillah every night, just be patient inshallah, because you're going to ask something. It's a part of the classes. Okay. Yeah, I understand if somebody just visiting, going through, he has a couple of questions. We're not going to tell that person, listen man, cancel your plans, change everything, extend your stay in a hotel because come to our class. No. That person, we're going to try to give him an answer if we can, inshallah. Okay? No. قال ومن نوى الصوم ثم جن وأغمي عليه جميع النهار ولم يفق جزءا منه لم يصح صومه. لا إن نام جميع النهار ويلزم المغمى عليه القضاء فقط. Now here he says if a person in the middle now, not the explanation of Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen. This is what Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen is going to explain. So if a person intend fasting, yeah, he wants to fast, but then he became insane. He lost his mind. Or أُغْمِيَ عَلَيْهِ, he became unconscious. In the entire day, he did not regain his conscience, not even a part of the day, his fast is not valid. And that, the person who was unconscious, he says, it's upon him to make up the day. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, he mentioned something about the wording. He says, في شيء من الخلل, and he corrected it in Arabic. I'm going to read it. قال قوله فقط في عبارة هذه فيه شيء من الخلل لأن قوله فقط يوهم أن المراد بلا إطعام وليس هذا هو المراد بل المراد أن المغمى عليه من بين هؤلاء الثلاثة الذي يلزمه هو الذي يلزمه القضاء هو الذي يلزمه القضاء ولهذا لو قال ويلزم المغمى عليه فقط القضاء لكان عبيا. نعم. The Sheikh mentioned here in this statement of Al-Imam Al-Hijawi in Zad Al-Mustaqna, he said there is three things here now. They are similar. Al-Junoon, Wal-Ighma, Wal-Nawm. Wa-Ahkamuha Takhtalif. Here is three similar things. They're like similar, but the rulings is different. Al-Junoon. What's Al-Junoon in English? Someone who is Majnoon. Crazy, insane, right? Insane, huh? Al-Ighma, someone who's unconscious. Is it unconscious? Is it crazy? But he's out too. He's out of it, right? Tayyib. One gnome. What's the gnome? Huh? Sleep. I know, sleep. Now the Sheikh is going to mention one by one. Okay, أولاً قال أولاً الجنون, craziness, and somebody who's crazy, insane. فإذا جن الإنسان جميع النهار في رمضان من قبل من قبل من قبل الفجر حتى غربت الشمس فلا يصح صومه. He said, if a person, this happened to him, he was normal, but he became crazy, insane, from before Fajr. And he went the entire day until the sun set, no fasting. Even if he fasts, that fasting is not valid. Why? Why that fasting is not valid? Because he's not fit for ibadah, this person. Laysa ahla lil ibadah. Because one of the conditions, what is one of the conditions for the fasting to be obligatory on a person? What is it? No, Ihsant, I'm aqal, he has to be sane. Remember, wasihha kadalik, he has to be healthy. This person is sick because he's insane. So therefore, even if this person fasts, his fasting is what? غَيْرُ صَحِيح, not sound. He make up the day or not? Make up the day. You got it? Huh? Okay? Zaid?
He makes up the day if he comes back to his sanity.
When he comes back to his sanity. So after Ramadan, he wake up his mind, he make up the day. Who says no? Mishal?
No.
Why?
At the time, it was not on him.
Ahsan. He's no qada. Because at that moment, the whole day, before Fajr and till Maghrib, this person, he's not from the people that fasting is obligatory upon them anyway, because he doesn't have the aql. He doesn't have the aql. He's insane. Majnoon. لأنه ليس أهل الوجوب. So it's very important, remember that, okay? So that person does not have to make up that day, because it wasn't obligatory upon him to fast. Okay? Because the one who's insane, you don't tell him get up for suhoor. He's insane. Alright? You don't tell them to fast. I know. ثانيا المغمى عليه. Number two, the person who's unconscious. What is the difference between someone who is insane and someone who is unconscious? Can somebody explain that to us in English? What is the difference? Somebody here? Where? Yes, Yahya? Huh? Abdul Majid has his hand up? Yeah, Abdul Majid, he called you up. Yahya. Not me. Huh?
The conscious person? I mean, the insane person, he's unconscious.
So the insane person, he is unconscious.
He is conscious.
He's conscious. Oh, he is conscious. Not Kansas. Maybe in Kansas.
Yeah, but he's
oh yeah, that's something I didn't even think about it. So you says the insane, but he's conscious. Mashallah. Okay? That's good stuff. Keep going.
He's not
what?
He's not conscious.
There.
Yeah, the
he don't know what's going
he
on.
Don't know what's going on.
Oh yeah.
Breathing.
Huh?
He's just breathing. He can breathe.
He's just breathing. He's breathing. That's all. He breathes.
He might be in a coma.
The maximum he can do.
Yes.
I'm learning now, alhamdulillah. So now the one who's very good at Majid. So you said the one who's insane, but he's conscious. Well, what makes you say that?
Well, he might recognize you as Abu Muhammad. Okay? He's still
out of this. Oh, yeah, because he can talk, do things, eat, go here, go there. But the one who's unconscious, he's passed out. Okay. It's like he's asleep. No, there's another one.
He could be in a coma.
All right.
But a person who's majnoon, he doesn't have the ability to decipher right from wrong.
What about the unconscious?
He ain't deciphering.
Nothing. He just out. Okay. Bihadith, like this happened if someone get an accident, okay? Right or wrong? They get in a car accident, for example, or he fell biking, somebody in a bike, no helmet. It's not like the helmet is going to prevent accidents or something, but helmets, alhamdulillah, they help. Right, Ahmed? Do you wear a helmet when you be on a bike? Nah, because you're a tough guy, right? Now put a helmet, inshallah. It's good for you. Okay, put a helmet. Especially your head, mashallah. Yeah. So now here's a person is biking. He thinks, yeah, he knows. But then you never know. The smallest little stick put you out of balance. So what happened to this person now? flip in the air. What happened? And bump his head against what? A curb, concrete, a rock, whatever. And then what happened to this person? He's out. Until they tell him a couple of days later, hey, this is what happened to you. That's it, because he's out. Unconscious. He don't even know who he is, what he at, what day it is. Nothing. Right? I know. He's not going to walk. He's not going to eat, talk, breathe. Just breathe. Now the Sheikh says, no, pay attention, okay? He says, what if a person feel unconscious, whether it's an illness or an incident, after he takes suhoor? Remember, no. This person, he took suhoor, meaning what? He intended to fast. And then something happened to this man. He bumped his head, whatever the case is, coming to the masjid to pray, whatever, fell off the steps, got hit by, I don't know, something, whatever, anything. Now he is unconscious the entire day. Okay? Entire day. Some people, they get unconscious for a couple minutes, right? And they came back, some for an hour or two. And then they're like, oh, alhamdulillah, what happened to me? Where am I? They're like, oh, you know, I don't know what happened. Who are you? Why are you here? Why am I here? Why am I in the hospital? People, they don't know what happened to them. All he knows, he was on a bike, or he was fixing something on a flimsy ladder. And then before, he's like, what am I doing here? Why? Who are these people? You see? But this person now, he is out the entire day. The Sheikh, he says, لَا يَصِحُّ صَوْمُهُ. That person, even though he made the intention to fast, but he was unconscious, he didn't eat anything or drink anything, his fasting is not sound. Why? قَالْ لِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِعَاقِلٍ. Because he didn't have his sanity at that moment. But does he have to make up that day or not? Will he take the same role of the Majnoon? He make up the day or not?
He make up the day?
Huh? Because he has the suhoor. What type of suhoor?
I mean, he has attention.
What type of suhoor? Does it matter? Food? Yes, you're right. So he has to make up that day. Why? Why?
Because
he was obligated. Ahsan. Because he's mukallaf. And this is the statement of the jumhur ulama, the majority of the ulama, okay? So this is the statement of the majority of the ulama, because this guy is a mukallaf, okay? Because he's just unconscious. It's not like he's majnoon and crazy, okay? Okay? No. Then he mentioned a statement of one of the students of Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. His name is Ibn Qadi al-Jabal, كما في الفائق, صاحب الفائق. قال له اختيارات جيدة جدا. Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah says, this student of Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he has some very beneficial and strong opinions. When he chooses opinions, they're very strong and good. He says, the Mughma Ali, he says, however, remember, this, the majority of the ulama, they said this person has to make up that day. But this Shaykh, one of the students of Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he says, actually the person who is unconscious, he doesn't have to make up the day of fasting. He says, and he gave an example, it's like someone who was unconscious in the time of the Salat. He says that someone who is unconscious, and then the time of the Salat comes in, times are come out, when that person regains his consciousness, he doesn't have to make up those Salawat. Doesn't make up those prayers. Ijlis. He doesn't have to make up those prayers. He says the Jamhur of the ulama, the majority of the scholars, do not make obligatory upon them to make of the day. You want something? Who? You? What happened? Fan? You want it off? Why? It's too much for you? Come here next to me. There's no fan. Come. It's better, inshallah. Yeah. It's better now? Zakallah khair. Maybe some other people, they need it, okay? Zakallah khair, Hudayf. Now, I'm Jazakallah khair too for trying to help Hudayf. Now. And then he says, the majority of the ulama, he says, if a person feel unconscious between the prayers, and those prayers came and out, the time of the prayer out, he don't have to make up those prayers, because he was unconscious. Alain, he says, and there is no difference between salat and fasting. Sheikh al-Taymin, he says, or actually, the Sheikh, he continues to say, he says, let's say a person, I don't know if this is the statement of Sheikh al-Taymin, or still the statement of the student of Sheikh al-Islam al-Taymin, rahimahullah. Maybe if it's still, the statement of the Sheikh, the student of Sheikh al-Islam al-Taymin, rahimahullah. He says, if a person feel unconscious before the Adhan of Fajr. Before the Adhan of Fajr, person he was unconscious. And did not regain his consciousness until after the sun rises. Okay? His fasting is what? Sound or not? This man, he fell unconscious before Fajr. And he regained his consciousness after sunrise. So now we're looking at two things. What is the ruling on his fasting that day? And the ruling on Salat al-Fajr. I repeat again. This man, the Sheikh, he says, he fell unconscious before the Adhan of Fajr. And regained his consciousness after sunrise. So what is the ruling of his fasting, and what is the ruling of his salat? Now, Asma.
You have to make up the salat.
Huh?
You have to make up the
He doesn't have to make up the salat.
Right before the adhan.
Uh-huh. And fasting is okay.
After the
okay. No.
As for the fasting, if you have the intention, already have the intention.
No, he said, صَحَّ صَوْمُهُ, because that's before Fajr. Sheikh Al-Taymin, he says, he's fasting. If that person fasted that day, his fasting is sound. Because he wasn't unconscious the entire day. Yeah, after sunrise. Okay? قال وأما صلاة الفجر فلا تلزمه على القول الراجح لأنه مر عليه الوقت وهو ليس أهلا للوجوب. He says, as for making up, as for the Salat al-Fajr, it's not obligatory upon him to make up that salat, and this is according to the soundest opinion. Why? Because when the time of the salat came in, he was not from the people that they are obligatory upon them to pray. Allahu Akbar. I know. So we took the al-majnoon wal-mughma alayh, ماذا بقي? Al-na'im. Al-na'im, the one who is asleep. The ruling of the one who is asleep. فإذا تسحر ونام من قبل أذان الفجر ولم يستيقظ إلا بعد غروب الشمس. He is a person for whatever reason, okay? Let's say we think good. This person was exhausted. He was driving for 3 hours, 4 hours. He coming from California. All right, exhausted. Got home right before Fajr. All right. He took suhoor. Okay, and he live alone, okay, so nobody tell me what about his wife, his mother, his sister, I don't know. Alright, maybe he lives by himself, or the family travels somewhere. Okay, make it easy for the example, okay. This man, after all his long, he took suhoor, for what? To fast the next day. And then he said, let me take a nap until Fajr, he fell asleep. When did he wake up? Huh? How did you know? Yes, he didn't wake up until after Maghrib. No, he slept the whole day from before Fajr until after Maghrib. What is his fasting now? This person, that day count as a fast for him or not?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes? This man didn't even... He was asleep. Why?
He had the
need. Why? He had the patience. That's the answer. Said, صحص صحيح. He said, he's fasting. Yeah, well, what about the salat, Hassan? No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the fasting first. No. We're not. We don't mix the salat and fasting. The question is about fasting. We don't ask the question about the salat. Just the fasting. Is his fasting sahih or not?
If he had the intention, it's sahih.
That's why we said he ate before Fajr. Usually, when people eat something before Fajr in Ramadan, what they do it for? Suhoor now. So the Shaykh says, yes, his fasting is sahih. Why? Because first of all, he's from Ahlul Taklif. He was not a crazy or Majnoon or this person. He was just tired and fall asleep. So that day count for him. Especially that person didn't do anything that breaks his fast. Okay, didn't do nothing that breaks the fast. He says, and there is no qada. There is, that person does not have to make up that day. What is the difference now between this person, the one who sleep the entire day, and the one who was on cancer the entire day? Huh? What is the difference? Remember the one who was unconscious too. The one who was unconscious the entire day, from before Fajr until after Maghrib. But they says there no qada upon him. Okay? No fasting. But this person, he slept the whole day. What happened? Muhammad?
Can we wake up anytime?
Ahsant. That's the difference. Very good. قال لأن النائم إذا أوقد يستيقظ بخلاف المغمى. That's the difference between them. The one who oversleep, if he can wake up, or if someone wake him up, he will wake up. But the one who's unconscious, لا. Hey now. Barakallahu fiqh. ثم ذكر أشياء أخرى عن النية. يعني that person should have the نية. And the نية is something that is required in all acts of worship, not just in fasting. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. This is something that inshallah ta'ala we're going to have to leave for tomorrow. If we can have a class tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll let you know. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وتسليم كثيرا. And by that, by the way, that's the last class. Alhamdulillah, we just came nice. That's the last thing we have to deal with. And there is other chapters in here about other things, alhamdulillah. Now, we're going to stop here, inshallah ta'ala. We, for the remaining minutes, we may listen to you. Want me to repeat something if you have a question or something? هذا وصلى الله وسلم